Indian media businesses. India is a country where most dynamic changes in the media market are observed, and it is also Indian and not the Chinese that the market in which it is now most worth investing in this area. India being the biggest hub of advertisers, of brands, right from brands coming from abroad to the brands in the country. India is one of the best places to put and place your bets on if you are a brand and your consumers are the kind of audience you get in India. In India, the mass communication media emphasizes on facilitating entertainment needs of various age groups and focusing on attention of people on issues of national integrity, environmental protection, healthcare, family welfare, eradication of illiteracy, and many, 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 many more. Thus, you need to make sure that you and your brand, specifically from the Indian spectrum, understand what the media, Indian media, emphasizes upon and how you need to facilitate the entire communication. What is it about India that the world's greatest media corporations fight so fiercely for influencing in that particular market? Let's understand that. According to the World Association of Newspapers, India is the second largest place. According to the World Association of Newspapers, India is the second largest press market in the world, the first one being China, with almost 1 billion copies sold daily. Secondly, there are more than 600 million internet users which are from India, out of which at least 87% include nearly 500 million people having access to broadband internet. It is the place to place the country on the 12th location in the world. In the branch of TV stations, India is located on top of making 1400 stations, giving India the fourth place in the world after Russia, China, and USA. The media reach various recipient groups who use over 100 languages, although it needs to be said that two languages play a very vital role over here, which are Hindi and English. India as a whole has a huge change in the functioning of Indian media after the year 1991, which is considered to be the beginning of a great transformation of the Indian economy. Earlier on, India was described as License Raj, that is, a country restricted with license policy. The whole media was guided by directives which came as a result of Nehruvian central planning philosophy. The whole system of permissions and licenses binding for more than four decades made India unable to use its economic opportunities and caused its exceptionally weak dynamics of GDP growth with a low living standard. The 1990s and the first decade of the century were an epoch of a gigantic media boom, mainly in the electronic media. Now we come on to the most important part of media planning and buying, media brief. The brief which the client gives the agencies or the media planners as to what exactly do they want to achieve out of their media plans. What exactly is the objective of the brand behind doing the entire media plan? Now, we as media planners, we need to, and you need to, make sure that you understand the entire objective behind the brand's communication very, very, very correctly. Because if you don't understand that, you will not be able to give them a proper plan which will give them proper results. Now, before that, you need to go back and understand what exactly a media brief is. So, a media brief is a checklist for a preparing of a plan, of a media plan for the clients. It basically helps you as media planners to prepare a full-fledged plan for the clients. Media planning is a very, very, very integral part of any campaign planning. Without media planning, you cannot really do a successful marketing plan as a whole, because media is the center and the core or the crux of the entire campaign. You as a media planner need to have a very thorough knowledge of all sorts of variables that are available to you. The summary or the facts given to the media agency for the purpose is basically what is a media brief. A media brief basically constitutes of a lot of different things, like marketing information checklist, which includes marketing objectives and proposed strategies, product characteristics, distribution channels, brand category, expenditure level, and ad expenditure of close competitors. Ad expenditure on the brand for the current, previous, and proposed years. Now, what this entire checklist does is, it gives you a very clear understanding as to what the client exactly wants, how have they been spending before this, what can they spend currently, and what is their future propagation, or what do they actually need to be spending to be getting the kind of objectives that they have given you in the brief in the first place, and where exactly have they been distributing the different kind of medias, where exactly they have been putting in the monies before that, and what exactly are their competitors doing. Now, the objectives basically can be anything, right from brand awareness to the relaunch of a brand to launching a new product to creating a certain brand from scratch to enhancing the company's reputation or changing people's attitudes toward the company or the brand or the product category. Now, you need to be very clear about this one point, which is the objective behind your media plan. If the objective isn't clear, do not start planning. I repeat, if your objective behind the media plan isn't clear, do not start planning, because the objective is right on top of the hierarchy of your checklist. If the objective is not clear, you should not be coming down and planning different things. You should be very, very thorough with the client before you actually get into the planning bit. Make sure the objective is right on point, right on target, and you and the client both are on the same page when you discuss the objective. Now, objectives are basically set to specifically accomplish a particular goal, right? That's what an objective is for. Exactly why you need to understand the same in much more depth. The product category information, like, you know, the category of the product, the definition, the competitive brands, market share of the various brands, sales volumes of each brands, locations where they are selling the most, where else, what kind of product is selling the most, what kind of products are selling in the north, south, east, west of the regions of the country, what are the ticket sizes of the product, determining your plan and making your planning much better, much better, will be very crucial when it comes to the product category information. Then we come on to the geography and the location. You should definitely know, like I already told you, wherein the media should be showing your particular product. Which region, which city, which country should we be focusing upon? Next is the seasonality or the timing. The information regarding seasonality of the product. What do we mean by this? Let's say, for example, let's take up a kids clothing brand that you are currently working with. Now, there's a specific season for this brand in which up north, right from December, October, November, these 3 months, they do immensely well for kids category of blazers and sweaters, wherein they do exceptionally well down south in the months of Jan, Feb, March, with the products being shirts and their shrugs, because the climate changes and the timing changes of the year, so does the product category changes in different regions of the same country. Now, the most important point after the objective, I would say, is the target audience. If you don't know whom you are going to target and who exactly is going to take your product or buy your product or show an interest in your product, then my friend, you are not going in the right direction. If you don't know the target audience, you need to clarify it in first come first basis. What is the target audience? Is basically who, according to the client or you, are the end consumers of a product. Where do you need to actually target your product and show it to which kind of audiences? Who basically define the entire media planning for you as well, and the kind of points that we discussed above, right from geography to category, everything comes then boils down to the target audience, which is right from your children to adults to males to females to which city to which demographic. Everything is defined in the target audiences. Finally, after understanding the entire media brief, now is the time that we make the entire media plan. A media plan basically is the process that synchronizes all the contributing elements in order to achieve the specific goal that your media has set. Now, each media will have a specific goal. We will see how and what all should a media plan be comprising of. The right media mix. A media mix is the combination of communication channels for businesses that can use to meet its marketing objectives. Now, a media mix can be defined as what kind of media is to be used, like for example, newspapers, TVs, radios, to the social media bit, to SMSs, emailers, whatever, digital bits, to what kind of medias that you should be having for your brand. It is a mix of all of these things. You have to make the right kind of media mix for your brand. A thorough analysis of the target market will basically help you in making the right kind of mix and will help wastage of your... A thorough analysis of the target audience will help you in making this perfect media plan and the right kind of media mix and will help you reduce the wastage of the media expenditure that you'll be doing for the client. The target market coverage, a complete overall holistic view of who your target audience is. We have touched base upon this already, that you need to know which kind of people you need to target, right from their terms of demographics, their economics, and their psychographics. You also need to understand the geographic coverage. You need to see how strong a particular product is in a particular geographical region and advertise more in high potential areas. Imagine a product like a shawl selling the most up north in the country. You need to advertise it much more up north in the country compared to something which you would want to advertise in a city like Goa. You would want to advertise things or clothes which are not really very warm when you wear them. Just giving you a hypothetical example. Next is scheduling. Now, the most important point, you know who is the target audience, you know which geographies to target. Now, when to schedule and for how long should your media plans be or should your ads be running? That is where the exact scheduling comes into picture, that what and where and for how long should your ads be placed and what should be the placements for your advertisements? Where all should they be placed? The next is reach versus frequency. Now, when you say reach, you need to be, it's self-explanatory. It means that where all your advertisement media plan will give you the maximum reach and the right kind of reach. Wherein, when you come to frequency, the frequency refers to the number of times the repetition of your ad is seen to the particular consumer. Now, in advertising, I would say a greater reach is preferred any day to a greater frequency. Why? Because let's say, for example, you are seeing a particular ad for once, for twice, for thrice, for four times, for five and more. That is where you might, as a consumer, get bored of the ad and probably click on not wanting to see the ad. Thus, if you see the ad just once and it resonates with you and gives you the clear message, you would want to make that purchase. That is exactly why a greater reach is preferred over a greater frequency. Because a reach gives you unique advertisers, unique people who will be seeing your ads. Next is creative limitations. Creative limitations being, you know, the quality of production, the quality of the color effects, special effects, you all have to consider all of these things. The medium must be appropriate for your message, for your brand's message. The medium, if not appropriate, can really put all your media budgets down the drain. If your media budget, if not put in the right place with the right kind of creative, you will not be able to put out the message to the right kind of consumer in the right kind of format. Creative limitations should be taken into consideration over there. Flexibility. The flexibility in your plan, which is adapting to the changing needs of the advertisement and where to place them, is exactly what you need to understand as a marketer. certain medias will allow flexibility with respect to the advertising message, the geographical coverage, and the ad budget, while some might won't. So that is where you need to know wherein, what kind of medias to be placed, and what kind of medias are providing the maximum flexibility for advertising your product. The most important factor, which nobody, no client will tell you, yes, you need to take it out of them, is the budget. A choice of media will depend on your budget to a very large extent. Because if you don't know the budget, you don't know what kind of things to get on board. You know, you don't know if the TV ad will cost you this much or the newspaper ad will cost you this much. You know all of these factors. What are the ad placements going to cost you? But if you don't know the holistic budget, you will not be able to plan better. Last but not the least is the media research, which is the most important point again. Research about the client, about the market research, about the competitors. What are they doing? What are they advertising on? Which platforms are they catering to? And what exactly should your client be doing? What is it they're currently doing? In which geographies? In which kind of cities? In which kind of products? And much, much, much more. If your research is thorough, your media plan will be one of the best media plans that you've ever made. Now, a media plan or a media campaign comprises of a series of newspaper articles, television interviews, digital mediums that are actually intended to be achieving a particular aim. Now, your campaigns or your aim should be very, very, very specific. Now, why did I say specific? So that it makes sure that your campaign is smart. Your goals of your media campaigns should always be smart. The goal should be specific, measurable, achievable, and realistic and timely. If your goals are not smart, you will not be able to give the right kind of output that you would want to give to your client. Now, your media campaign revolves around four phases. Phase one, local impact and national buzz. Phase two, national launch. Phase three, combination of national and specific things. Phase three, which is a combination of national and spot. Phase four, which is loyalty reinforcement. So firstly, what you will do is your campaign will be in the launch phase, in the impact phase, wherein the customer gets aware about the product, it gets the first message from the product. Phase two is launching it on a national level. Phase three is combining the national and spot launches. Phase four is reinforcing the loyalty of the consumer with your product or your service. So make sure that your media campaign is always revolving around smart goals, and phase-wise campaigning has to be done so that you achieve the maximum output for every media plan or every media campaign. That brings us to the summary of the chapter. What did we learn today was media planning being one of the most optimal mediums or platforms for any kind of advertisement. The job of media planning is to determine the best combination of media to achieve the objectives. The process of planning, the media planner needs to find out the relevant audience, the frequency of reaching to the audience, the platform used by the audience or for the audience, and the money. You need to take all of this into consideration when you're planning the entire media plan. The advent of social media is equally beneficial for small firms with limited budgets as well as large firms with deep pockets. The social media advertising is cost effective, easy to manage, accurate, and offers great return on investment. Media Studies tries to understand all of these challenges and the possible solutions available for these firms. Thank you so much for spending our time and understanding the introduction to media planning and buying. We hope you enjoyed this lecture. Until then, take care, stay safe. Thank you so much.